We really are in a phase of etheric house cleaning. The collective is moving onward and upward, but the baggage and dense weight of what has been is keeping much of the vessel of humanity submerged. The side effect of this darker perspective is that many choose to paint the what is now in the same tones and shades. This puts the spirit in a defensive state, because we're forcing ourselves to work through the lower energies through the perspective of fear. Riots, protests, violent outbursts, and perpetual mudslinging toward those trying to stand for peaceful process, or even sharing a point of view of any kind, is expected and fairly predictable. Polarization of hearts and minds always begets violence in our supernal efforts to heal the shadowy aspects of who we are. It's unfortunate, and it will get worse before it gets better, regardless of how many candles we light. The fire is necessary, now that we've made it so. I do believe, however, we should embrace it. There is conflict and imbalance on all levels, in commerce, in governance, in education, in spirituality, in ecology, economy, geography, and energetic geometry. We are fighting our ascendance. We are fearful of transcendence and the vast unknown, based on our stubborn attachments to mass identification with old paradigms and programs. We want control. It is interesting just how powerfully we are vehement in our backward perception on life. If, then, otherwise, could be humanity's motto. I will feel good, justified, validated, when the money's in the bank, when my candidate is president, when my mother, father is proud of me, when my kids are happy, when I get back into my artwork, when we break it off, when I move from this hellhole, when they're dead, when God says I can be, when I can find the time. On and on and on. And life, curiously, doesn't stop moving in the meantime. Asshole. What's clearer than ever is that we are pushing ourselves to elevate. While it may appear ugly and terrifying on the surface of things, it will pass, and a greater course will emerge. The more readily we lose attachments to what seems to be, and lose anchors to fear-based identifications, the sooner we'll see through the haze to reach for the oars to turn the boat downstream. We are hurt. We are ashamed. We are vulnerable. We are healing. We are not to blame. We are divine, powerful, sovereign artists and angels. We are here now to continue the story. Solvitur ambulando.